Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold, 33, and ask for your report on Rohit Mohabir, date of birth 10/17/1953. Date of procedure is 10/17/1953. Date of birth is 10/17/1953. Date of procedure is June 21st, 2024. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, Barrett's history, comma, LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis history, comma, CRC screening, comma, personal history of colon polyps, description, procedure, and form consent for possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, while explaining to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position today for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care while lubricating the anesthesia gastroscope, was introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum, bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex use, obtained with cardiac aortic section from the stem before ultrasound. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated lumps video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orbis. The cecal valve complex results. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, a cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 3, 1-1-1. Port prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal. And mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line. There was evidence of LA grade D, ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, the Z line was irregular at (36 centimeters) from the bite block, comma, prog C2M4. Comma biopsies were obtained at 38, 36, and 34 centimeters from the bite block in separate bottles for further evaluation histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema worse in the antrum than in the body. There was evidence of erosive gastritis in the antrum. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to the D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater than 3, 1-1-1, port prep with evidence of solid stool debris throughout, particularly on the right side. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure chest polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next time, there were 2 rectosigmoid sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was a rectal sessile diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate in size and were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plain follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained as well as NSAID avoidance. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy next available due to poor prep. Next line, follow up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.